We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to try something really cool. We are going to connect now with WEEI, Andy Gresh, Christian Fourier. B. Mitch, I think, is talking to them right now. I'm just going to say hello. I don't know. Hello.
Everybody is doing it now. But if I have a certain standard and I stick to it, you have to deal with it.
There we go.
Yep, you're up.
Yeah, simulcast is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we got it going.
We actually made this work.
B. Mitch and Finley.
This is amazing.
And we have Doc Walker also.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Doc Walker. I haven't talked to Doc in forever, man.
Wow. What up? What up?
How
Papa,
we doing,
Papa Doc?
Doc?
Hey, Papa Since we're in baby. Detroit?
Papa Doc?
I like it.
Can you rap Papa Doc?
Where is everybody right now? Doc and I are at a remote at D-City Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest D.C.
We're right here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're basically at
We're right next to each other. I just slid over to their table.
Yeah, oh, I would say right. we're basically, JP, we're at the Odyssey Super Bowl Center.
There you go.
The folks at 97.1
Odyssey
Detroit,
Sports.
Odyssey Sports, they've done a great job of setting everybody up. We're in a room, and by the way, the green room setup, B. Mitch is pretty good, right? They got
drinks.
Yeah,
I've already been chicken. Into the Nuggets.
There we go, baby.
Love it.
Hey, so can I just ask you guys if I can start this? You all are going to make the pick for the New England Patriots. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Did you know that, by the way?
Did you know that?
I kind of felt that.
Yeah, okay.
I did
but
not.
But the thing about it, though, which quarterback are you all leaning to? Because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Whoever
left. Washington doesn't take.
Exactly.
But I don't know. So let's say Washington takes Daniels. Are you taking May or are you taking J.J.?
Taking JJ third. I think it's Drake May. They've been begging for someone to come up and give them. You might have heard us at B. Mitch. We've been joking.
Why wouldn't
about
they go
that.
With JJ? It's another the second coming of Tom.
Well, B. Mitch, they want a bag. Here's what they really want. What Elliot Wolf wants is for some hayseed to over-evaluate Drake May compared to JJ McCarthy and go, we'll give you three first round picks even though we shouldn't. That's really what they're hoping for, is that there's someone else that is more needy than them at quarterback.
Okay.
I like the voice for the hayseed there. That was pretty strong.
Well, you know, JP, I'm a Yinzer. I spent the first 15 years of my life at Western Pennsylvania, also known as Western Pennsylvania, so I got that down. Basically, it's just me doing an imitation of my grandfather.
Brian and I believe the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. We don't know, but we think it's Jaden. Doc thinks that the Commanders are going to take Drake May.
Your OC, the Washington Commanders OC, is now Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could not tailor make a quarterback for Cliff Kingsbury more than you could Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
It fits his offense. Even when he was at Texas Tech, as soon as I saw that Cliff was the OC, I was like, well, there goes Jaden Daniels. Because I believe the Patriots value Jaden Daniels much more than Drake May. And they've been trying to do everything to find a way to convince themselves that that can happen. It isn't.
Nope.
Cliff Kingsbury wants Drake, wants a Jaden Daniels.
And it's been thrown out there that Drake May ran that offense. But when I look at Kyler Murray and I look at the two quarterbacks, the closest to Kyler Murray is Jaden Daniels. He's just 7-8 inches taller.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I don't see Drake May being that type of quarterback.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious. Why May? And do you like him, or do you just think Washington is going to go with him at number two?
I just think the okey-doke, it's too good to be true. I like the kid out of Baton Rouge, like everybody else. But it's just too good to be true. So, on the contrary, because of this offense and because of who they've hired, I go, when has it ever worked out like you wanted to? Hardly ever. So, we'll see.
Doc is still, you know,
he's suffering from PTSD. Yeah.
from the previous half.
That's true.
And what's interesting is Fourier.
Fourier was there with the
Well, Fourier yeah. has a strong opinion on Cliff Kingsbury because he played with him.
Well, not only was he when they brought Cliff in, he broke all these records at Texas Tech, and he wasn't even actually playing. They stuck him in this room as a rookie, and he was breaking down film. I don't think he was supposed to be. And then he would roll out in his sweatsuit, and then when practice would start, and the little guy that would make sure nobody was practicing that should, he took off his sweats and he started practicing. Okay? And now you can't do it anymore. So this is, you were not supposed to do that. Okay? And next I was like, why? Why are you in sweats? And why do you have your pads underneath your sweats? And where are your shoulder pads? Oh, I'm hiding them behind the tower.
Oh, I've been through some days like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I just feel like, listen, I would say, Doc, I rest assured. Like, I just saw this tweet from Mel Kiper, and take it for what it's worth. Pretty much, hey, listen, it's going to be pretty boring at the top of the draft. It's Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3.
Well, you know, I hope it works exactly like that, and they can go with like 5 minutes, because when Washington is on the clock, I start another show. When they're off of it and make their decision, I only have to do a few more minutes after. I can be free early.
You'll be done early.
Yeah, I'll be at the bar quicker.
Yeah. Well, let us know which one you're going to.
Yeah, but B, they might trade also. Back into the first, dude. That's the trouble for going to the bar early. I remember,
JP, I can handle myself.
There was a draft a few years ago where they traded back to get Montez Sweat. And a lot of people had to react when that trade came down.
True. Yeah, and it caught me. And I was feeling good. And I sold it up real quick.
And what's it like? Just so us Patriot fans, you know, us Patriots fans, and maybe, you know, Commander fans out there, you guys have been suffering, you know, for such a long period of time. What's it like to draft every year, like, in the top 10? Like,
we weren't in the top 10 every year. We always get, like,
they prefer
the
like
top 10.
Like, you know, 13, 15, 17.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it where all of the great guys are gone.
Oh, so, but just right, not quite horrible, but just good enough to suck where you don't make
you
the playoffs.
You know what it's like
oh,
with yeah. y'all about no the experience for the next five
That's my point.
Years.
That is my point.
See, they were over here talking, Jay.
No.
But they're looking forward to what we've been dealing with for 27 years.
Yeah.
They're about to experience this now.
Yeah, we're virgins at this. No question.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I was looking for some advice from the old vet, you know, like, hey, yeah. how'd you do it, you grizzled old vet?
Well, and B, they did just draft second overall 5 years ago, like this, or 4 years ago. I mean, they just took Chase Young second overall.
Yeah.
And then it was, I mean, they just drafted a quarterback. When was Haskins drafted? That was 19.
Yeah, that was, he was what,
RG3 was only 12 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what happened?
We are kind of used to this.
We know, I can tell you this, you can expect, based off of our drafting high in the top five, the first year is going to be great.
No.
And the rest, don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, why would the first year be great?
Because both of those guys they won rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And then after that, I don't know what the hell happens.
So what happened to those guys?
I think with Robert, I think it was too much of he was given too much too soon.
And he got hurt. That.
Yeah, he got hurt, but still.
Good call.
But you can get hurt, but people have come back from injuries over and over again. But I think he was given too much too soon. He was given too much at a point where he was not mature enough to handle it. And I think that kind of affected him some. With Chase, I think Chase's mindset was a little bit more off the field instead of being on the field.
You're listening to the WEEI 106.7 The Fan simulcast of B. Mitch and Finley with Doc Walker, with Gresh and Fourier. And guys in Washington, I want to ask you, I have a theory that I think has held true for many, many years, and that is dopey new owner syndrome. They can't help themselves, okay? Now, in New England, They aren't dopey owners, but this is the first time that, as Fourier said, whenever Mayo got named head coach, ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, my God, we can come out now.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that maybe going on in New England. Do you guys in Washington have any fear of that whatsoever, that, ooh, it's a first-time owner and he can't wait to ride the roller coaster?
No, I think he has enough experience with his other Josh has experience there. And I also think they got a guy who's a professional player on top of it, has been an owner of other places that could kind of keep things a little even keel. Listen, they're changing up some things. They're Magic Johnson, but they're bringing things up to now the way things are supposed
to be. They're getting to par.
Washington was behind.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, and now they're bringing those guys who would be like, hey, maybe you should take a quarterback.
Now, I don't think Josh is going to be involved like that, but I think he hired the right guy.
He's going to be in Ashburn for the next 3 days, and that means, I believe, Sixers-Knicks is tonight, right, in Philly? And he's going to be in Ashburn instead. I think with Harris –
he should be, because that's most important right now.
Sixers-Knicks are tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with Washington, because Washington's going to make him way more money than the Sixers.
Well, and it's the number two overall pick, and it's your first draft, right?
You kind of have to be there.
You should be.
We got to talk to him at the owners' meetings in Orlando, and he was honest, because at that point we asked, hey, you were in the room for the meetings at the Combine. What was up with that? He's like, man, it's my first time. I want to know how this process works. And pay $6 billion for something, I'm not mad about it.
That's what you should start off with. I pay $6 billion. I get to do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. And go in any meeting at any time, unannounced, whatever you feel like it.
Right.
And that's kind of what Gresham was talking about with the Crafts. Like, you know, they were basically locked out of, big decisions, injury reports, and everything like that. And now they basically have an open-door policy.
But it worked for them.
It did.
Nobody's whining, bitching about the outcome and the results.
No, now
it's
we're
about
in
now
the,
what?
Now we're in the hug era of New England. Now we're in the we talk to the media now and players. And
so Bill had the owner scared to talk to the media.
Thank you, B. Mitch.
Wow.
Hey,
they got their revenge by making a movie.
I
respect Bill even more
God.
Now. When you can tell a dude who owns it, do not talk to the damn media. I like that. Yeah.
No, and about that movie, Finley, that was that backfired.
Yeah.
Are people up there as mad about it? Because it was such a hack job. Yes. I mean, they just went after Bill episode after episode.
Oh, so you recognize that also, right?
Oh, I talked to Bitch about
you're
it going, all the time.
After the guy that went to more Super Bowls than some divisions combined, and you're going to try to make it seem like he was bad?
No.
Man,
I'm glad you guys mentioned that, because we're so insulated sometimes. We don't hear what people talk about outside of that New England region and how they viewed it, because we felt like they created that to, they took all the juicy, stories and say, hey, listen, this will sell to people who aren't football fans, right? Make this guy the bad guy. Make this guy the, benevolent, owner who just wants to keep all the peace. And make Brady the tortured soul who's just trying to win championships. There's something out of a Shakespearean play.
Nah, man, it really was. They want. That dude was an orchestrator, and they won a lot with him. They can't. People are not that stupid to believe that crap that they try to put out.
Did you guys was there any a chance that Bill was in the running for that head coaching job with the Commanders?
I think once they hired Adam Peters, he wasn't.
I think Magic wanted to at least discuss Belichick. And I think nationally there's a misperception that this is just kind of a vanity project for Magic. I think Magic's involved. I think Kingsbury's here because of Magic. I think maybe a guy with Magic's gravitas, you heard along the way here, we heard maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to the East Coast. He's a California guy. You know who could help ease those concerns is a fellow
like Magic Johnson,
who does work all over the country but lives in L.A.
But the thing of it, I just think that with Bill comes in, that's a lot of stuff with it.
And stuff.
But also a lot of things that are going to mess up. If you think Adam Peters is the guy, and you hired that guy first to come in here and change it, you can't bring Bill Belichick.
Why? What if he says, I don't want to – Andy Reid had power in Philly. He turned it down.
Andy Reid's power is not like –
You don't think it's the Bill same Belichick. Thing?
So Bill Belichick walked around like Darth Vader. Nobody's got power like that.
But he literally told Arthur Blank, he's like, I don't want to do it. I can easily see him saying, hey,
everybody's scared.
You know what?
I know, but –
Kraft was also backstabbing him in that process.
Michael Jordan didn't want to shoot – basketballs and go to the hole, but every time he touched one, he went, didn't he?
Well,
Bill Belichick has been doing this all his life. He cannot change. He can't change.
But maybe so, and we'll see. You think he coaches again?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Probably so.
I don't know.
Somebody is going to go with it. And then people don't believe that his style works anymore. I think that's total BS.
I agree.
Because if you're consistent from day one being that way, everybody falls in line. But if you try to play the game as most coaches do today, want to be rough one day, oh, very nice the next day, rough the next. No, Bill's going to be the same way the whole time. And guys will fall in line.
It's too confusing.
And if he's successful, people go, they already know his history. If he comes in and he's successful, everybody's going to fall in line.
So, JP, are you ready for this next year after a – I'll say maybe like a 10-win season in Dallas. We get, hey, I went out and got me Grace head coach of all time because we got fine way to beat everybody in our division. There we go. Here you go. Here's Bill Belichick. Are you ready for Bill Belichick?
Yeah, and he'll hate
Cowboys?
Bill in the end just like he hates Jimmy, who won him 3 Super Bowls.
I would think so. But if he won him one, at least Jarrah can go to the, you know, Hall of Fame in the sky.
There could be a mutually parting of the ways for that team as well.
Hall of Fame in the sky. I love it. It'll be very interesting what happens with Belichick, and I think he's got to try to break the record, right? I think he certainly wants to try to pull that off.
Absolutely.
But I think Washington wasn't a fit. Does he want to rebuild a team? He wants to go somewhere where you're winning.
I think he loves the rebuild. I do. I think there's a part of him that he's such a football hardo. Like,
but he's shown a little bit where he don't know how to rebuild.
What's that?
No, he doesn't.
He's shown where he doesn't know how to rebuild.
Wait, that's not what he wants. He wants a talented team that is underachieving. That's what he wants.
Fair.
So he comes in there, he whips them into shape, right? And then they win because they're talented, but they just have no direction.
Yeah.
You know, they have a coach that is inconsistent or just stupid, which I think is fair to say for some coaches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just dumb.
It's amazing to think that a great coach.
You play long enough, you'll run into some dumb coaches.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I was going to say.
Would you say there's more? Yeah, more dumb. Thank you. I say this all the time.
The players make them look smart. The players make them look smart.
Yeah.
Hey, JP, you know what? Someday what we'll do is we'll put the three football guys together and then have them tell stories, and then you and I will go play nine holes or something like that.
We can get
the assorted tales of
stupid
coaches.
It'll take them longer to play nine holes than it'll take us to figure something out. I promise you that.
Oh, listen, you all, B-Mitch, I worked with you before. I know you got it, baby. All that stuff. And Doc, too. Guys, this was a blast. And
I'm amazed we pulled it off, quite frankly.
Well, this is wild. There's a lot going on here.
Hey, man, listen, you got to give more credit to y'all's producer.
I am.
And ours. You
I
know?
Am. He was sweating bullets
back there.
We messed
with him, but guess what? They got it together.
Our guy, Billy Landy, he sounds very.
Billy Landy is your
Billy
guy?
Lanny.
Landing, okay, our guy is Landy.
Oh,
that's right.
They call him Landfield.
Professor Landini.
If Professor Landini sounds like Billy Lanny, who will tell you, the Patriots are going to take this guy, he's going to suck. Yeah, he's got that going
that's
or whatever.
How
no,
it is.
I'm not saying that that's what Billy would say, but it's the way Billy would say it, and that's part of the reason why we love him. Hey, guys, this has been an absolute blast.
Definitely, man.
JP,
definitely.
we'll give you B. Mitch back after he hits some of the boneless wings again.
Yeah, because they're putting the food out.
He likes those wings, man. Let him go. We're good.
They haven't brought the beer up yet, though.
No, that's true. Yesterday, the beer was out early. You guys weren't here. They had it out at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
I don't drink, but there was some missing.
Yeah, I heard it's out now.
Let's go grab one.
I do.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate
you.
All right, and Washington.
Landfill, I have no idea if I'm supposed to throw us to break, but in case I am, let's go to break. We'll be right back. Mitch Tischler at noon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.